no thanks. And he did that at the risk of, you know, having a tough time getting started. But eventually, the quality of their work and that principle compelled the rest of the industry to straighten out and fly right, as my mom used to say. And now they are the gold standard of automobile body repair all these years later. And it's still the same way. Yeah, they got talented people and state-of-the-art equipment. But when you bring your car there, you know that every single bit of it that needs to be fixed relative to a wreck is going to get done. And your jaw is going to drop when you see your car the first time after it's been in their capable hands. MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number's 27 wreck with a W. Holy cow, it's so close to four. We're 2 minutes past it.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food. And what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits have added some sizzle at the ballpark in 2019 for the year of bacon. Each night is topped with new bacon-themed food items, including bacon on a stick, bacon-wrapped hot dogs, and of course, bacon biscuits. For ticket information, check out biscuitsbaseball.com or call 323-BALL. Bake them.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Eco 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Eco trimmer and blower combo. Just $249. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The best thing
folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
June 7th is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. If you've never had chocolate ice cream, give it a try. Like they say, once you go chocolate, you never go backolate. Happy National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Mexican government continues talks with U.S. officials hoping to stop President Trump from taxing its imports starting Monday.
The Trump administration wants Mexico to prevent migrants from crossing through Mexico and arriving at the U.S. border. Officials say those who are apprehended at the southern border are primarily from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Mexico's president has said he is optimistic they can avoid these tariffs and that tariffs are counterproductive in addressing migration. The Mexican government says it has deployed 6,000 National Guard members to southeastern Mexico.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. Stocks higher after a weak jobs report leads investors to believe the Fed will soon cut a key interest rate. The Dow ending the day 263 points higher, the S&P up 30, the NASDAQ gaining 127 points. This is Fox News.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez? Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir.
French toast!
Just reliving the good old days when people would call us on Friday afternoons and ask for their favorite bits and want to laugh and have a good time. And what the hell happened?
Oh, no, great.
Summer doldrums.
272-9228.
We like to do that Friday. You know, we're letting you know what's going on. We brought you the story on University of Alabama returning a $21.5 million bribe. There's another rumbling on that story that he was trying, Culver House is trying to tell them what to do with that money. And any time an institution turns down that kind of dough, there has to be a principle in place. And I find that stunningly. Just because we're so used to money...
Money talks.
Yeah, and clearing the path to whatever end game people say. Now, is this... Hold on. I put the Hope and Change cartoon. It's a three-panel cartoon featuring Shrieker Pelosi. First panel says, Miss Pelosi, how can you call all of the immigrants God's sparkling children but support abortion? The second panel says, and it's Nancy saying this, well, it depends on your definition of when life begins. And she's asked, what's yours? And she says, when they start speaking Spanish. This is a compliment. Isn't it warns you about the government every day? Was right the whole time. I think, Danny, that's a nice compliment, and I appreciate it very much from that thread. Says she should retire. She's senile, but she won't let go of that power. While other big corporations push abortion, Wendy saves kids through adoption. Now, if I give you an acronym, WGAF, what words would you put there? I think he gives a...
I don't think you let me say on the radio.
Right, yeah. So I put the story about Baldwin saying he is so done with SNL and the Trump gig and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
David says, because I want some response on this so I can share them on the air, because he knows that more people like Trump than him, and if he ever wants to work again, then he needs to give his hate a rest. Wayne says, you'll have about 6 more years to do it, you loser. And Elizabeth says, good, with an exclamation point. And then we're going to get to DB Daily Update. Every time I see the image of Heath Ledger as the Joker,
yeah,
I think about, I don't know, it was in the Hollywood Reporter, one of those entertainment rags, that Heath Ledger was so immersed in the role of the Joker that it actually caused him to take his life, which is the biggest steaming pile of crap I have ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
I think the final conclusion was actually unintentional mix.
Well,
it was a drug overdose, but it was like he was taking different things and the combination got the best of him.
Unintentional.
So did Belushi.
Infers. Yeah. Here's the thing. When you're already coked up, or you're doing speedballs, or you're injecting yourself with heroin, you've already lost your ability to make sound judgments about how much is enough and how much, you know.
All sense of reason.
Right? You're trying to get a little bit more than you got last time.
Because that's how my brother died. It wasn't heroin. It was Talwan. He was a doctor. Hmm. And it was a horrible thing to witness. He graduated 4th in his medical class, immediately with his best friend, opened up a practice that his best friend's dad helped them finance. And they were doing 12 and 15 hour days as soon as they opened up. And my brother was very accomplished as a foot surgeon and so forth. And this is a problem. You've probably heard the story that about 1 in 10 doctors has some kind of chemical dependency issue. I don't know how valid that is or how accurate that is today, because that figure goes back a while. Chemical dependency is an issue in every profession. But with doctors, it's especially difficult for a number of reasons. One, they're super smart people. Don't tell me I know what I'm doing. So if my brother would use some type of amphetamine to get him through the day and then to calm down at night, he legally ordered Talwan and used that as a tranquilizer and injected it for maximum effect. And he just put himself to sleep one day. But before he got there, he was horribly addicted. My parents tried everything. We all tried everything. You know, they got him into a hospital on a court order. They could only hold him for 72 hours, and he walked 60 miles from the facility to get back home.
Okay. Wow. I found it here for Ledger.
Yeah.
In this case, they say they do think it was accidental. But in acute intoxication, he combined 6 different medications. Mm. And they said the particular ones are oxycodone, also known as Oxycontin, hydrocodone, the ingredient in Vicodin.
Well, Oxycontin, I think. Oxycodone is Loratab or, pain medicines that are generally more effective in the upper part of the body. Oxycontin, I think, is synthetic heroin. In fact, some drugstores even put a sign out in front that we don't carry this.
Yes. But it says oxycodone, hydrocodone, an ingredient in Vicodin, diazepam or Valium, Xanax, Restoril for insomnia.
Oh, my God.
And doxylamine, an antihistamine.
So it's all downers.
Yeah, and they're wondering if the doctor prescribed it. They don't think the doctor did. It would be a very irresponsible doctor. So it was like the combination of all those things interacted in a particular way, killed him.
One big giant muscle relaxer. So I imagine it just basically relaxed his heart. His heart quit beating, and he just quit breathing.
Well, the unintentional part, I understand that, you know, because that differentiates between a suicide. But there are people that went out and had too much to drink.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And then got sick in their sleep and suffocated.
Yep.
That's not intentional, but that is a consequence of overdosing. And alcohol is a drug. That's the first thing they teach you in rehab, in case you were curious.
It's one of the worst ones.
It was the hardest one for me to ultimately kick. Not, but you know, kick sounds like, well, I'm just going to stop doing it. I'm going to white knuckle my throat. No. No, it is, and it's also, for educational purposes, friends, one reason why so many people who want to quit, who know that it's costing them, it's jeopardized their job, their family, their marriage, and everything that they cherish on earth, and they want to stop here but can't, is because it is the most dangerous drug to withdraw from.
More dangerous than heroin, even.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And unfortunately, unless it's a medically orchestrated detox, what happens is, okay, I haven't had a drink, and then the body starts demanding
cream,
it.
Right? Yeah.
Hair of the dog that bit you, and that's how people perpetuate it.
Someone just called in and said that they thought he had gone into rehab, and then when he came out and started again, that's when it happened.
Hmm. Yeah, rehab is a real hit miss. Now, I was partly successful May 10th, 1985. That's the last time I saw a flake of cocaine. That's 34 years ago. And if I hadn't accomplished that much, I would have been dead in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because I would have had money to buy ounces instead of little gram bottles and stuff. So I survived that to have a chance to ultimately beat alcohol. And of course, in rehab, they tell you, no, you can't do any mood-altering chemicals. Can't do alcohol. You can't do things that are going to take you out of reality, whatever it is. And I successfully did that for a long time, but then I started to face some real challenges and relapsed. And man, for all the damage that coke did to my life economically and all of that, alcohol, they call it the great eraser, because it took away everything. I was talking to Balaki outside the building. We were having a meaningful chat among friends yesterday. He was talking about a guy he knows who lives on the streets. He's not a bad guy. He's not a thief. Somebody tried to help him and got him into a nice apartment. Not high living, just to get him, you know, his own place. And he wound up not wanting it.
Yep.
Wound up not wanting it. And the thing that Jeff said that he kind of made him chuckle was that he would go to public ashtrays and take cigarette butts that hadn't been finished.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you're at a low point.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Because guess who had to do that? Me.
Yeah.
And when you're, and it was, but it was those moments as they, and this is, we're talking about stuff that was going on in a relatively short window of time that push you to the point that say, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. So I'm not going to shortcut. I'm not going to negotiate rules. I'm going to do whatever I am told to do. And that's how I wound up at the frickin' Fountain Diner.
A meaningful part of your life.
Because the guy that agreed to sponsor me said, I'll get you a job there. You can make some cash. That'll help you, you know. You got to go to 90 meetings in 90 days, and blah, 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 starting over. And my first day there, I wasn't even a server. I was just so frustrated by trying to keep up with it. I can't do this.
Yeah.
And he said, give it 30 days. And that was probably, among many unique moments, one that was a game changer for me, because I said, okay. I still sucked.
And look where you are today. You have a very meaningful life.
But you see, here's the part that, because everybody wants guarantees. They tell you in the books, you'll get your life back. You will again rebuild yourself financially, and you can restore everything that you've lost if you do this. And I'm running around with people yelling at me for more matzo balls and all this insanity. But I did as he suggested, and it was right around that 30-day mark that a radio friend, actually at that point, she was somebody who really didn't care for me too much because she thought I had betrayed Waxy 106, but she herself had gone on to another radio station, and she came in to have dinner after her afternoon show. It was about 7:30 at night, and I'm there in my apron and my stains. I could never get through a shift without spilling something. I think I had Athenian steak. running. And I said, Ellen, how are you? And she looked at me and she said, what are you doing here? I said, I work here. So, I got to take care of my daughter. I got to do something. She says, well, you don't have to wait on me. She thought I was going to be the old Greg humiliated, yeah. You know. I said, it's my honor to wait on your table. And I didn't ask her to do a damn thing, to say anything to anybody. But she went back to her boss and said, I think he's really done it this time. Then I was offered a job on that radio station doing weekends. Because the guy knew I had it. He just wasn't sure what kind of condition I was in. His boss then said, no, I'm not going to allow you to hire Budell. So he had to call me and tell me I have to rescind the job offer.
Oh, boy. It had to be tough for you to take, Greg.
It was an important moment because I said, Rob, the fact that you wanted to hire me meant more to me than the job.
Yeah.
I said, so there's no apology necessary here. I really appreciate what you did. That then impressed him. So when another gig opened up there to do news, he said, I think I know how we can get you in. The boss didn't want to assume any liability for employing me. Like what? So Westwood One hired me and outsourced me to them.
Okay.
And that's how that all worked out. And it quickly took off. And when I walked out the door, we were number one in the morning.
Now, when you were taking took the waiter job, do you really feel like that humbled you to the point of where you knew that you had to get your life straight and it had to get better from there?
Yeah, it taught me to laugh at myself because, you know, I was a guy, I've said this story before, right, Joey? Used to get my paycheck.
Yeah.
And I'd look for the hottest teller at the bank to impress her, you know. That's such egotistical game playing. And then one day, I found out how exciting it was to go to a table and see a $5 bill sitting there. Hmm. And I, instead of, oh, I used to, you know, get these giant checks and now I'm happy because I got a, I laughed at it. It was all part of the fundamental change that.
But you needed that humbling, didn't you?
Oh, God. You either get it, or you
destroy
stagger
yourself.
Through. Yeah, and your early death is inevitable.
And you know what? People don't understand. It doesn't take much time to destroy your life.
No.
But it takes a long time to rebuild
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
A long time.
You get all that trust
me.
Back.
Mister, I need a new Corvette every year. Stood in the hot Florida sun waiting for buses. Because that's how I had to get to the Fountain Diner.
Right.
It's funny that you mention about the paycheck and trying to impress women. I worked with a guy in automotive one time, and he had this girl that he was just obsessed with. And you know, she was like, oh, you're my best friend kind of thing. So my advice to him was, hey, next time you get paid and you're over at her house with her parents, let your paycheck kind of fall out of your pocket. And somebody's going to pick it up, and somebody's going to look at it, and they're going to be shocked at the money you make. And he did that, but it didn't work. she was shocked, but she's like, wow, I got a rich brother. So it didn't help the love life much.
It was one of those things. There was a lot of magic along the way.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through, and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, hawking a Chinook with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that...
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at our 4 o'clock afternoon traffic, and we have a really busy boulevard. Traffic is jamming up around in front of Baptist Hospital, also around Vaughn Road and the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. We have an accident on the Wetumpka Highway. It's on the southbound side right before you get to the Northern Boulevard, so watch out in that area. If you're on the rest of the 31s, things look pretty good this afternoon, and we don't see any delays at all on the interstates. Be careful and get your weekend started safely. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to the Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, kids, we just got a request for something that I have scheduled to run at the end of Rich Thomas's weather forecast. A special treat on this hot and humid almost summer day.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain for the next several days, really, right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. For tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours at times could cause some street flooding. In spots, rainfall totals could be significant. High temperatures, mostly low to mid-80s, lows at night right around 70. Then on Tuesday, things start to get a little bit better as the number of storms start to thin out and we start to dry out. Stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app, plus instant access to all my videos and plus any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. On the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying, me if you can.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. I'd heard about this right after it happened, as a matter of fact, as that storm came through earlier. A tree and possibly power lines down on Macklemore Road. Rosie just got a call that it's closed.
Yes, if you're coming from Ware's Ferry and trying to get to the Atlanta Highway, you can't get through. And if you're coming from the Atlanta Highway trying to get to Ware's Ferry, you can't get through. They're working. Alabama Power's out there working on it, but it is closed.
There were some interesting moments with that storm. I saw some tree damage in my neighborhood, but the one moment that I felt alternately sad and laughed at it too was the sight of that Chick-fil-A cow floating through the air. That's right out of the movie Twister. It made me feel kind of bad. Poor cow.
It's funny when I see those garbage cans coming down the street. I mean, they're just rolling down the street. It's like, geez, man.
My neighbor had one on its side, but I had already taken mine back, so.
It's 4:34. Brad McDonald will be joining us in a minute. It was a big day on Wall Street this week. Let's find out why.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Friday Mish Book of Greg Budell. Rosie's with us. Rosie will be with us next week.
Yes.
As young
Joey
goes on a sojourn. And so she will be answering the phones and helping us out. Really appreciate that. And Eddie Bader is here this afternoon.
Hello.
And before you leave, let's talk about your business and what you're doing. But right now, we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management. And it's great. 4 days of sizable gains, I guess over 1,000 points back on the Dow.
Exactly.
Are we permitted to be optimistic?
You know, I think so. And I'll say this. I think I'm beginning to sort of figure this thing out a little bit. You know, yesterday I had a fascinating, just absolutely fascinating conference call with some people who I really, really love to death, just incredibly bright people who are very close, you know, to the White House and to Washington. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just interesting to me. We all know, and I've talked about how Trump really wants a weaker dollar. He wants the Fed to lower interest rates. And the Fed realizes they do need to lower interest rates, but it's not for the reasons that I think the average person really thinks about. We've got real issues in Europe and in other places. We've known about these things. And it's interesting because there's some powerful people out there that have been putting this word out, you know, that you know, that the jobs market is beginning to get weak and that we're not really hitting these inflation targets like we had wanted to. And so the Fed is too tight and they should cut. I'm not so sure I really agree with that, although we saw that jobs number today. This is a classic example of what I'm talking about. You look at the headline on that number. Jobs created 75,000, well below consensus estimate. And so the whole market and everyone all today has been talking about, oh, man, this is it. You know, the Fed's going to have to cut. They may cut two, maybe three times this year because, you know, we're seeing clear weakness, you know, because of the trade deal and all that. And I would admit, I do see, and we all see, some pockets of some negative effects of the trade war. But I think the bigger issue is I think this jobs thing is being used as sort of a patsy. I mean, if you look deeper in the numbers and you look at hours worked, you look at the productivity that's going on per worker, it accelerated dramatically. If you look at wages, they accelerated dramatically, up 3.1% year over year for this month. And that's what companies want. They want a greater output per hour, greater productivity per worker. And so we are still in a very tight labor market in spite of that jobs number. If you look at the U6, you remember we used to talk about the U6
yes.
under Obama for years and years, how they would be, you know, almost sort of, I hate to say cook the number, but it was somewhat like that. That U6 number was always around 13, 14, 15%. Mm-hmm. Under Trump right now, we're at 7.1, which is unbelievably low. And the unemployment rate itself didn't even budge on this number. So that whole thing with the jobs number today, that makes doesn't mean a hill of beans to me. I think what we're seeing here is I think that Trump is needing interest rates to come down to help the rest of the global economy. He's using this as part of his trade tactic. To help Europeans, you know, he just got back from over there in that region, gave Macron the big hug. They've got big problems, you know. And I think the Fed is finally caving in, and I think we're going to get rate cuts, but it's not going to be because the United States job market is in some horrible condition, or it's not going to be because we're on the verge of some sort of a recession. That's what I think they want us to believe. And I know that sounds a bit conspiratorial, but I'm telling you, this is how it works in Washington, and this is politics. It's also interesting, you know, I think we got a bit of a tailwind as well when you see that Trump says it appears that we're going to get, that he's not going to have to put these 5% tariffs on Mexico. Now, this is interesting.
Well, yeah, there's been some action taken by the Mexican government.
Yeah, but, I mean, have you seen what the action is?
They're,
you know, Trump? Go ahead.
Well, what I understood today was that they were closing their southern border from people coming up that way to make their way through Mexico into the U.S. What have you got?
Yeah, there's something to that. But here's the real interesting. This is the one that just jumped off the page, and it's now starting to get reported. As a matter of fact, I was listening to some of this yesterday on that conference call I was talking about. Mm. did you know, that 30% of the imports that come from Mexico into the United States are directly related to China, Chinese operations, and Chinese companies. The Chinese, threatened that they would not, buy agricultural products and this and that and the other. Well, guess what? Today, the Trump comes out on Air Force One just a little while ago in the air and tweets that it appears that the Mexicans are going to be willing to start to purchase an incredibly higher amount of U.S. agricultural products, and that it appears that he's no longer going to need to impose the 5% tariffs on them on Monday. Now, that has nothing to do with immigration.
Right.
You see where I'm going with this. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that I don't think we realize. And, these are levers that Trump and the White House are pulling in the old style ways when you're in a hardcore negotiation, especially with people like China, because we can't forget China's just wrapped up days-long meetings with Putin and Russia, and also announced a mega deal with Huawei and a 5G rollout all over China and Russia. And so these lines are being drawn in the sand. You can see it starting to happen. And so anyway, it's all interesting to me how this ties together. The long story short to it, though, is that short-term interest rates are about to start coming down. That's going to take an unbelievable amount of pressure off of Europeans and American allies. That's also going to really weaken the dollar pretty dramatically, and it will help U.S. industrial manufacturing firms doing business overseas and elsewhere. That is also a good move politically because it helps Trump really begin to be able to communicate in the right way to his base in those Midwestern states. And so this is a plan of action that they've hatched, and it's pretty darn interesting to me to watch it unfold. And we'll see how it all lands up. But I would say, the market is reacting to this. No tariffs on Mexico, which scared the living daylights out of everyone. Probably going to get a watered-down deal with China, which would be nice. And, by the way, we're going to get interest rates going down, which is a significant positive for the major U.S. growth companies who really, really rely on capital from public markets as well as private markets. That cost of capital just got a lot cheaper. And I could go on and on. But the bottom line, answer your question, yes, this is good. And Trump's got he's got 1,000 Dow points to play with again.
It's amazing in 4 days to see this and all of a sudden to go from, the anxiety of just a week ago to now a sense of optimism. Never underestimate this president.
Well, let me tell you, so
especially a president we know wants to get reelected. So he's
exactly. And I've hit you pretty hard today in short order with a bunch of bullet points.
Yeah.
I really am excited. I can't wait to be in the studio on Tuesday because we can get into a little bit of a more, deeper sort of very, very fascinating discussion about all of this from a political perspective as to how this has happened, why it's happened, where we are with it, and where it's heading. It's really something to watch.
Brant, so we appreciate your time on this Friday at 4:45, and we urge those of you who have heard Brant talk to us for years now, if you've never taken the opportunity to sit down with a financial planner to see what you can accomplish by setting aside a painless amount of money towards a goal, get with Brant. Meet the incredible team of people he has there, people you can call when something in the news, you want an answer, you want to learn more, you want to educate yourself and become managerial about your money. They can guide you through this process so that you don't feel like you're on the outside looking in. So call 387-0094, make an appointment. Nobody, you have to bring money or anything. That's just a chance to chat, talk about what you're interested in accomplishing and where you'd like to be down the road in life and how they can help you get there. That's 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thank you, and let's hope for more optimism on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great weekend.
And you sound fantastic,
you
by
too,
the way.
Yes.
You bounded amazingly. It's just amazing.
I appreciate that.
We kind of knew you would, but it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Here's a story that's not getting the attention it deserves, but I just put it on Facebook. Glacier National Park, a place I have been to.
Me too.
It's spectacular. They have a visitor center there, and there's been a sign in the visitor center that said, enjoy the glaciers because they will disappear by 2020 due to climate change.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. So after several winters of extremely heavy snowfall, they quietly removed those signs. It's crap! It's called the weather, and it changes all the time. Stop with this.
But, Greg, it's getting hotter, and it's getting colder. I don't understand.
Oh.
You're saying weather changes? We're not just going to have
it
the same?
It was snowing in Colorado a couple of days ago.
A couple of weeks ago, I got a video from the Blue Ridge Parkway up in North Carolina, and it was snowing. It's just a few weeks ago.
Let's see. I'm just going to turn some time cruise for funny Stephen Crowder. Yeah, God forbid you should defend free speech. Holy crap. All right, we are at 447. It's All Request Friday, 272-9228. Let's get this one in, even though I personally am not a big fan of the song. I'm not here to please me. I do that at home.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle little laddie o, ring da diddly I o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there behold for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle adio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle diddle adio, ring da diddly io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first.
Was born on June 7th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Prince.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What will you name him?
The baby formerly known as Fetus. Prince, a star is born.
Oh my.
Yeah, they're making it, Prince fans are trying to make it Prince Day because it's his birthday.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
As I was telling you off air, the on Jay-Z's streaming service, Tidal, like Tidal Wave, it's available to listen to. It's called Originals. A lot of the songs he wrote for other people, him singing the vocals and doing the original track. So, like, Nothing Compares to You, Glamorous Life, Manic Monday, those sorts of things. Pretty good song.
All about Nothing Compares to You, too. That's another really good song.
We have Marianne on the phone.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Joey. Please have a safe trip. And I'm praying you have a good
Thank
time.
You.
And good
Thank
afternoon,
you,
Rosie, and good afternoon, Eddie.
Hey,
good
Marianne.
Morning. Or afternoon. Evening.
Didn't think I knew all your names, did you?
No, you kind of blew me away.
We knew you did.
Greg, I love you so much, okay? And even though you tell the WLAS stories, I love you. Okay? You're one of my heroes.
Oh.
Okay?
Thanks.
Now, Greg.
Yes?
I need to make a request.
Okay.
Connor's here at my house. And I got to cut his hair. So can we have some shaving cream so he'll sing while I do it?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Now, do you
and
need
I hope,
this at a specific time, sooner or later?
Like in about next 3 minutes or so. I mean, I'm fixing to go in the kitchen and do this.
All right. I'm giving you the
He's listening in the kitchen on the radio. Can he say hello?
Sure.
Come here. Come here. All right. Say hello,
Hello, Mr. Glick.
Hi there, Connor. How are you, buddy? I hear you want to hear some shaving cream.
I'm 4 years old.
What?
He's 4 years old.
Oh. This is a...
Hello, Mr. Joey.
It's a very educational
Hello.
Song.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Joey.
Hi, Connor. How are you?
I'm working on him, guys, okay?
That was a good start. That was a good start, Marianne.
Yes, it was. Who knows? When 20 years from now, he might be on the radio himself.
You never know.
You never know.
Get him situated so he can have a shaving cream.
But after T-ball, he might be playing baseball.
Oh. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Cool.
Maybe we'll throw in, since Joey's going to be gone next week, maybe we'll throw in a bonus Barney the Dinosaur, too.
Ooh. Ooh, good idea.
Joey, I'm praying for you about Barney. Do you hear me? I'm serious. I'm like, Joey, I'm in favor of Joey. Leave the room. I love your impersonations of him, okay? Greg, I love you guys. All of you, please have a good weekend.
You too,
Marianne.
You guys are so much better than television.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
I got a face for the radio.
Maybe I'll play my old lame-ass story on the haircut. So
yes, that was hilarious.
That's really good.
Yes,
Connor will know just how lucky he is. Let's talk about Mr. Bader here. Let's put the spotlight on Eddie, and this is a man who lives to be busy. This is a man, if you're getting ready to put your property on the market, that you want to call, give that number.
That number will be 322-0062. That's my cell phone number. You can reach me 24/7.
And he's part of the Goodson Group. And what are some of the listings you've got that you're really excited about right now?
Well, this week we've got several great properties that hit the market, not just from the Goodson Group, but there's some really good properties from several realtors that hit the market this week as we're getting into the buying and selling season, people getting into summer, moving with schools, military, and all that type of stuff. But I personally got a listing that will be coming on the market probably Monday or Tuesday in Wetumpka. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. It's in downtown Wetumpka, right behind that little barbecue shop across from Hardy's there in Wetumpka. It's a great neighborhood. There are some Wetumpka highfalutin people that live in that neighborhood. So it's a really good neighborhood. It's sitting on a double lot. It is a flipper's dream, there's no doubt. The people that bought it with intentions to flip it. And, you know, life just kind of gets in the way sometimes. So they're ready to move on to something else. And this is a golden opportunity for somebody.
And, again, if you know, when sometimes you get the news with your paycheck on Friday, you are being transferred to our corporate headquarters in Atlanta, wherever. And all of a sudden, it's not just, you know, you're looking at a change of scenery, but you've got things to take care of here. And when you want to get that house on the market, you want somebody you know will be on it 24/7, looking to get people to see it and get it sold. And that's what Eddie does. He's on top of everything. And when you're looking, too, people can call you, right?
Oh, yeah, you can call me anytime. I mean, I can take people shopping for houses. I can send you houses via the internet. You know, we can communicate via email. And I started a new business Facebook page out there. It's Eddie Bader, Realtor in Montgomery, of course. And you guys look it up. Go ahead and join the page. That way, whenever we get new listings, not just my own listings, but any new listings that hit the market, we put that on there. We put all kinds of content on there about buying houses, first-time buyers, how to establish credit, how to keep your credit right, things like that. Just some general information. And also put pictures of my dog on there every once in a while. Too, so.
I liked it.
All right.
But yeah, and really, you know, we haven't talked about much about Baumhauer's, but our Wednesday night crowd at Baumhauer's. Last week, I was able to help one of our buddies. His daughter was moving here from out of state, and they needed a place to rent in Prattville. And, man, rental market in Prattville was super, super tight. And they thought they had a place, and it fell apart. So they called us, and we literally had a place 4 hours, or I'm sorry, 4 minutes before she called that was rented out. But like you said, that lady got a paycheck that week, mm-hmm. and she's military, and they said, your orders have changed. We need you to go somewhere else now. So that place opened up. So just by them keeping in constant contact with us, mm-hmm. we were able to really save the day for them, and it worked out really well.
And it's effort and energy and somebody who just loves to work hard. That's Eddie Bader. We're proud to have him here with us as part of our Friday Mishpucha.
I love being here.
We're going to check traffic, then we're going to put on the shaving cream, and I will, we'll do the...
Yes, the haircut.
The haircut story.
Yes.
Next hour. All right, it's 4:57.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through our afternoon traffic, and things are busy out on the boulevard this afternoon. There's a large crowd in front of Baptist Hospital on the Southern Boulevard. There's also a lot of congestion between Vaughan Road and the interstate and the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway on the boulevard. If you're on I-85 or on I-65, you have a smooth ride. Just watch the traffic around you. You're up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any real problems on the 31s this afternoon. Montgomery Fire and Rescue are responding to a possible house fire in the 5700 block of Hyde Park Drive off of Wears Ferry Road, so look out in that area. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel.